listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. A good Wednesday show for you. I want to start off by making a correction from yesterday's podcast where I totally just bumbled the Caitlin appearance on Ben and Ashley's podcast. Nick and Natalie can't keep their mouth shut. We've got the Vanderpump Rules finale last night. That seemed to come out of nowhere, but that was the finale for season 11. I've got some more idol thoughts now that my favorite is gone. An interesting subject is being thrown out there in regards to the next Comedy Central, not the Comedy Central roast, the next Netflix roast. We have a death in the world of Greece that has Bachelor Nation ties. We'll get to that and maybe some other things that we'll wrap up at the end. We'll get to all that momentarily.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
So I do want to talk about, real quickly, correcting myself from yesterday in regards to what I said about Caitlin on Ben and Ashley's podcast. That's what I get for not listening to it and just reading the transcript, because I was skipping around too much and I got the impression from reading that Caitlin was upset at Ben for being part of that podcast that Chris Harrison had Jason on. And that wasn't it at all. She was never mad at him, and I think Ben thought she was, but the reason they brought her on was basically to say, she was never mad at him. And it was more about being upset that Chris and Jason seemed to be extending the talk of their breakup. So remember yesterday in my podcast, I was just like, who does she think she is? You know, Ariana telling people who she can and can't be friends with. I thought that's what it was. I thought she was upset at Ben for at least a couple months because he was part of that podcast, but she said no. So wanted to correct myself there. My mistake. That's what I get. Bad boy for not listening to the podcast. So if Caitlin and Ben are listening, my mistake there. In the open a couple minutes ago, I said that Nick and Natalie can't keep their mouth shut. Once again, they ran it yesterday. Nick finally addressed Maria and her appearance on Call Her Daddy. However, he glossed over his relationship with her rather quickly. His producer brought it up, or whoever that person is, one of the 17 people that sit on set there. And he said, she told the truth about our friendship and that we never hooked up. And that he basically just left it at that. Never addressed, well, how come you never brought this up during the 11 episodes you covered recapping the show every Monday night? Maybe it would have been important to say, I know that girl. I've given her relationship advice in the past. She's really cool. Or, I think she's a bitch. Whatever. But to never mention the fact that he had any sort of relationship with her and he was liking bikini photos of her and back in 2017. And then once the show started airing, deleted them. Again, what do you have to hide? If you have nothing to hide, you would have brought this up sooner. So, yes, the whole thing to me is shady. Now, it doesn't matter to me if he hooked up with Maria in the past. My opinion is he did. I have nothing to prove that he did. I'm not saying that he did because I have nothing to show for it. My opinion is he did. And if he did, whatever. As long as he wasn't with anybody else at the time and she didn't have a boyfriend at the time, they're two consenting adults. Fine. That's not my issue. My issue was he now monetizes his podcast recapping the show. One of his podcasts every week is recapping the show. Maria, obviously one of those polarizing figures this season, if not the most polarizing figure this season, and one of the most polarizing figures this franchise has ever seen, and he just didn't bother to bring up that he had a friendship with her years ago, and he still knew her to this day. Just kind of bizarre. Now, yesterday, what they did do, Nick, like I said, kind of glossed over that part, but he did address some of the other things that Maria said on the Call Her Daddy podcast, which was the conspiracy theory that Maria threw out there as a thought that went in her head. Like, I think once again, just like I just made a mistake on yesterday's podcast by not listening to Caitlin on Ben's podcast, it is clear as day that Nick and none of his 1,700 producers listened to Maria on with Call Her Daddy. They may have listened to clips, but they didn't take exact wording. All Maria said was, basically, she found it interesting that she saw a picture with Nick and Sydney after she had gotten back from filming. It was almost like a thought that passed in her head, and maybe she should have not even said anything because it could have been misconstrued, which Nick clearly did, but Nick turned it into, oh my God, here she is, thinking that there was a giant conspiracy going on with a guy she knew from the past and a woman she had beef with in the house and all this stuff. And it's just like, it wasn't like Maria was going down a rabbit hole and did this whole long and had a Claire Danes in Homeland type board where she was pinning things across a board trying to come up to some solution that Nick orchestrated this whole thing with Sydney. No. She just kind of blurted it out on a podcast where it was a thought that crossed her mind. Of course, Nick took that as Maria's coming after me, Maria's attacking me, and Maria's accusing me of something that I never did. Look, I don't think he did. I don't even like the guy. And I'm saying, I don't think he did. But I also don't think Maria was making a big deal of it. So that's where Nick is in the wrong because he didn't actually listen to the podcast. His podcast yesterday talking about it made it a bigger deal than it was. And then at the end of that discussion, his now wife, Natalie, I'm sure a lovely woman, I'm sure just the peaches of all peaches, just happens to throw out there, well, people that I've talked to, people that I know, say that, and they had just gone on to the topic of Maria possibly being the Bachelorette, saying that, oh, the things that she heard was Maria was just as difficult to deal with as Claire Crawley. What? Who are you, Natalie, other than Nick's wife, to just absolutely throw strays at someone that I guarantee you've never spoken to in your life? What was the point of that? And again, I'm going to point it out every time he does this, to which Nick then completely agreed and said, yes, I've heard the same thing. So, of course, he backed up at what his wife was hearing. The point of the matter is, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. I have no idea if it's true or not, but you just threw something out there that put a contestant in a negative light. The one thing that Nick Vial told me when I went on his podcast, Steve, your words mean a lot because you have a following. You can't just go saying things about people and not backing it up. And all this guy does on his podcast is the same exact fucking thing. And this time it wasn't even him that initially said it. It was his wife, who I guess now is part of Bachelor Nation by association. I know for a fact there's no way that Natalie's ever spoken to Claire in her lifetime, but she just feels the need to throw that out there on the podcast that, oh, Maria was difficult to deal with just like Claire was. Oh, okay, we're just supposed to take that as face value because Natalie said it, who's not even on the show, who's never been on the show. It's like she's got this sense of entitlement because her husband is Nick Vial. And like I said, this is what he does. This is every time I call him, the only time I ever talk about Nick is when he says something that's hypocritical of exactly what he said to me. saying things without backing up. And it even doesn't even matter if it's true or not. The point being, his point to me was, Steve, you can't just go around saying things about these contestants. It has an effect on how people view them. Jesus Christ, Nick, then what did your wife just do? Talked about someone she's never interacted with and gave the audience a negative impression of her. Apparently, she was hard to deal with during filming. We don't even know if that's true. And if it is, okay, if you want to say that, go ahead, but show us the proof. Tell us who you talked to, what they said, and give examples. But you're never going to do that because you don't want to out your sources, right? It's exactly what I used to do. That's what I'm saying. He's literally doing exactly what he accused me of, and he's done it so many times. You've heard me in my podcast say it. What is this guy's deal? Does he think he's above everybody, that he can do exactly what he told me not to? It's so bizarre. So bizarre. I cannot believe Natalie, of all people. It wasn't even somebody in Bachelor Nation or that's hung out with her or that was on her season. Like, what? These two are unbelievable. What a bunch of insufferable windbags both of them are now. Yeah, I can throw Natalie into the windbag conversation because honestly, she is. She had no reason whatsoever to say that other than, I don't know, are they looking for clicks? They just want headlines out of things to make a good reel? I don't know why you would say that, even if it was true. Because if it was true, then maybe you should back it up with information, the exact same thing that Nick was telling me to do back in the day. This podcast brought to you by Way. Ladies, say it. 3, 2, 1. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream, ladies. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. And as I send it to my female friends, they absolutely love it. They absolutely love it. Cuts out the frizz. Makes their getting ready with me time a lot shorter. Like I said, it provides immediate frizz control, lasts for up to 72 hours, up in heat up to 450 degrees, helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration, and according to a consumer perception study, 90% of the participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. Way is going to be advertising on this podcast for a while. You're going to hear me shove this product down your throat. You know why? Because everybody that I've given it to absolutely loves it. Way's new anti-frizz cream. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com. That's theouai.com. Enter promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product. That's theway.com. Promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product. theouai.com. Promo code RealitySteve for 15% off any product.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, Vanderpump Rules season finale was last night for season 11. I didn't even realize it was the finale until I started seeing the trailer for the, once again, three-part reunion show, which was filmed, I believe, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And obviously there's rumors coming out about that. What happens? Lala and Sheena. I mean, apparently Sheena and Ariana, not friends anymore. Same with Lala. We're going to get our answers next week. And I just thought, like, it didn't even, maybe at the beginning of the show, the voiceover announcer did say on the season finale of Vanderpump Rules, but it seemed like it ended rather quickly, and it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. Like, I know that they had this blow up at the end of the episode, but there's blow ups at the end of every episode. Like, why was this one any different? I don't know. But we know that they're not filming this summer. Season 12 supposedly going to pick up a lot later. It's going to start filming in the fall. But three-part reunion show films next week. We're going to get our answers. I guess one of the things that they did is they did not show the cast the ending of the episode until they filmed the reunion show. So they showed them the ending live. So is it the ending that we all saw last night, like the last 10 minutes, where Sandoval went to everybody and told Sheena and Lala that Ariana hates them and she talks shit about them behind their backs? Is it that? Or is it something that we as an audience haven't seen either? I don't know. But apparently that's the big thing in part one of the reunion, is they show the cast what happened at the end of filming live so they can get their live reactions. It's going to be a hot mess. We know this. We pretty much know that Ariana is not friends with Sheena anymore, and I think not Lala anymore either. I don't know. You know, this was a very tough season to watch, even though it was only my first full season, just because it was a lot of the same storylines repeated over and over. And, you know, my thinking is Ariana doesn't need this show anymore. So if we're going to get a season 12 and it's going to be the same thing over and over, where she's telling everyone, I don't give a shit about Tom Sandoval, don't talk to him about me, and if you do, I'm cutting you off, or I don't want to talk to you, and it's just going to be a bunch of fights about that, then someone needs to leave the show. And if she can't because she's under contract, then maybe the producers just cut the show off. Because I'm guaranteeing you most of the audience does not want to see season 12 if it's going to be a repeat of what we just saw for 12 episodes in season 11. You know? Who wants to see that? Ariana is so much bigger than this show now. She's got Love Island hosting. She did Dance with the Stars. She got the Chicago gig. She's going to do more in this summer now. Why does she need to go back to the show? So if it's only for contract-related issues and she can't get out of it, then I guess we're stuck. But they need to think of it. They need to either hire better writers or scene people that set up scenes better, because nobody wants to watch this again. In the beginning, I was like, okay, I understood the fallout, because the beginning of the season was going to be the fallout from the Scandoval. Totally get that. But it lasted 12 episodes. It was the whole season. We got some small storylines of, oh, James and Allie want to be married and have kids, and maybe she doesn't want to have kids, and, oh, she wants to start an astrology line and all this stuff. Everything was so short-lived. The main theme of the whole season was Ariana basically saying, get Sandoval away from me. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to see him. And I don't really want to be friends with anybody who wants to hang out with him or be part of his life. Okay, then that's making it very difficult for the viewers. Because then producers need to step in and say, all right, well, we got to get rid of one of you. And I'm sure Ariana would be like, please, let it be me. But the fact that they're forcing these two to film together when she clearly does not want to be around this guy, doesn't want to film with him, doesn't want him breathing the same air that she does, and doesn't want him in her presence, then why are you continuing to give this to us, producers? Shit can one of them. I don't care who it is. But it's non-entertaining television. After about four or five episodes, I was like, okay, this seems to be the storyline. And I wish that they would just change things up, or, Ariana's never going to forgive him, so we don't have to worry. That's not going to happen. So I don't know what they do. I said it, you know, last year when I watched the reunion show, the one thing I kept saying was, how are they going to film this show when Ariana made it clear at last year's reunion, I want nothing to do with this guy, I never want to film with him, I never want to talk to him, which she pretty much stuck to all season outside of a couple here and there's where he was in the same shot as her. But a lot of her, you know, was her yelling at him and saying, don't talk to me, get away, you did this, you did this, you did this, which is what she had every right to do. But I'm like, okay, but as a viewer, I don't know how compelling that is. Because we know that's how she feels. Did we have to see it for 12 episodes? I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Moving on to American Idol. So I watched Monday's episode, and as I told you, McKenna was in the bottom two on Sunday night. I didn't think all of a sudden she was going to somehow appear in the top five, because it clearly showed, whatever reason, the audience didn't connect with her. Shocked to hear that. I thought she was one of the best singers the show has had in the last five seasons. I'd still listen to anything that she put out, but unfortunately, she's been eliminated. Now we have a top five, and now that I see the top five, I got to imagine that Jack Blocker is winning this thing, because we know the people that vote on this show are mostly middle-aged women or teenage women, and I see his appeal to that crowd. I'm still not 100% sold on the, like, I think he's a good singer for sure. It's not like I don't think he's a good singer. For me, just watching him is kind of tough because of the facial expressions and singing out of the side of his mouth. And look, that's how some people sing. It's, you know, he tries to correct it. There's only so much he can do, but I got to believe he's the favorite now. Am I missing something? Is it, if Tristan ended up winning this thing, I don't know. I knew Tristan would go far. I would not be surprised if he made final three. So what is it? It's Tristan, Emmy, Jack, Abby, and what's his name? Miles, the guy with the beard? Country guy? Yeah, I don't know. Just knowing this audience and knowing the way, I could totally see Jack Blocker winning this thing. I wouldn't have an issue with it. I think he's a really good performer. He's a good singer. But for me, I just have a hard time watching him. That's it. So we talked about the Netflix roast of Tom Brady over the weekend, and then I got this email that's going around. There are odds being thrown out there on who the next celebrity roasted person would be. And there's odds out there, I think it was 35-1, that the next roast would be the roast of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I tell you right now, anybody that wants to bet that at 35-1, I'll take your action. There is zero fucking chance that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift sit up there and get roasted by celebrities and comedians. Are you kidding me? Taylor Swift is the most protected woman in America, along with being the most popular woman in America. She would never, ever, ever subject herself to that. No fucking way. I'm sorry. It's just, and I understand it's probably for clickbait. It's what people want to do to get people talking. I'm here to tell you that'll never happen in a million years. This was an interesting story. I want to end with this. You know, if you've listened to me long enough, that I'm a fan of the Grease franchise. I love Grease 2. I'm probably one of the only men in this world that can recite pretty much every song in that movie. But I also liked the original. Like, the original was part of my childhood as well. I don't know if you saw this story. It broke yesterday in the entertainment sites, but it actually happened last Thursday. Patty Simcox, who was played by actress Susan Buckner. Patty Simcox passed on Thursday. She's at the side of her family. And so it made the entertainment sites yesterday, and I'm reading the story. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. You know, Patty Simcox died. And I'm reading the story, and it said the death was confirmed by her daughter, Samantha Mansfield. She said the light she brought in every room will be missed forever. She was magic, and I was very lucky to call her my best friend. That was from her daughter, Samantha Mansfield. Then I start reading the article and go down further. And at the end of the article, it says that Buckner was survived by her daughter and then other people that were listed, grandchildren, you know, Oliver, Riley, Abigail, and Ruby, as well as her sister, Linda, daughter-in-law, Noelle, son-in-law, Adam Mansfield, and longtime partner, Al. And so I've always known that Adam Mansfield is a former producer on The Bachelor. And I was like, that's not the most common name in the world. Let me go to Adam Mansfield's Instagram account just to see. I knew he was married. And come to find out, his wife's name is Samantha and their daughter's name is Abigail. So I just thought it was an interesting note. I had no idea that former Bachelor producer Adam Mansfield is the son-in-law of Susan Buckner, who played Patty Simcox in Grease. So now you all know. You can share that with your friends. But yeah, I was just, I saw that. Normally I wouldn't even read a story all the way to the end where it says who they were survived by. I was just interested in like, oh, Patty Simcox died. What did she die of? How old is she? Usually that's the extent. Maybe I'll read a little bit about where they did and, find out that she was Miss Washington 1971 and competed in Miss America. But I thought it was interesting. 72 years old. And it didn't say how she died. No cause of death was provided. But for some reason I read till the end and I noticed, her son-in-law is Adam Mansfield. I wonder if that's the guy from The Bachelor. And it was. Interesting note. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review. But if you could please hit play, I'd really, really appreciate it. That's the only way it counts as a download. So please do that. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. You can check that out. And once again, we're back tomorrow with yet another edition of the Daily Roundup, along with podcast 390 from a first-time guest. I'll tell you all about that tomorrow in the Daily Roundup and tease that because it is one of the better ones I'd say I've done in the last 6 months, 12 months. One of the more interesting people because it's a story that I think 98% of Bachelor Nation doesn't know about. So I can't wait for you to hear that coming tomorrow. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.